We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So where do you think already? It's from the kitchen. What else is new? It's a good evening to you and how you be. At 10:04, about to be 10:05 on a Wednesday evening on your fan, New York City. Steve Summers here. You there on the other side of the kitchen. The man. He's at 345 Hudson Street, unit production manager, key grip, best boy, choreographer, and makeup man, Peter Hoffman. And no, from the 1-877-337-6666. That'll be the number to call right here and right now for a four-hour schmooze right up until 2 a.m. right here on your fan, New York City. And somebody has to call and let me know how is Hollywood doing? You know, I've been looking at cartoons and reading the newspaper that I didn't read all of from earlier today. Somebody has to call and let me know how's Hollywood doing? The great Hollywood Dodgers. By the way, you know, it's 5-0. And the game, you know, we're in the bottom of the fifth inning and Hollywood is batting and they're looking for their first hit. How about that? I don't believe that to be true. That has to be fake news. They're the best hitting team of all time. And they haven't got a hit and they trail 5-0. The game was not even halfway through. And you were already second guessing Hollywood's Dave Roberts. Apparently, Super Dave is using Aaron Boone's Game 2 playbook. Have your starter open the game and let's empty the bullpen. And we thought we would see Jay Happ coming in the second inning. We have even seen two cardboard cutouts warming up in the bullpen. Apparently, Super Dave wants to save the best of a so-so pen when we get to Elimination Game 6. And you know we'll get to that when the Devil Rays eliminate Hollywood. Lau, the home run in the first inning. Wendell, the two-run double in the fourth inning. And Snell already. Oh, he's been just terrific. I should mention also, as you know, Lau, again with another long ball, a two-run shot, a second homer of the game to make it 5-0 halfway through as, again, Hollywood bats in the bottom of the fifth inning. And Snell, he does not look to be tiring. He does not look to be off his game at all. Through four, no runs, no hits, only two free passes, and 8 strikeouts. And Margot, we saw Margot not only stealing a base, but stealing a taco at the same time. And so far, first of all, I'm sure if you were watching from the second inning, you saw it. I saw it. All of America, all of the entire world saw it. They got a chance to interview, Clayton Koufax from the dugout in the second inning, and you got to admit it was so insightful. It was, It was emotional. It was revealing. It was so wonderful to hear from him because he's so elusive. And who wasn't really giving the undivided attention listening to Clayton's words? So compelling. The Dodgers are the home team. So that means, let's face it, let's do them justice. We must get into that Hollywood mood, getting into that Hollywood state of mind. So if you're rooting for the Dodgers in this World Series, well, there are certain requirements, certain ingredients needed to do your rooting interest justice, and you need shades. And this is number one. First and foremost, you need your shades, and you have to wear them at night. And two, you need a tan. And if there is not enough sun to be found, let's face it, I mean, the weather is not all that great. You're not going to be getting a lot of sun. And if there isn't any to be found, you must be doing the right thing to get that color of all that white you have. You got to hit and do the Sid Rosenberg routine and hit your local tanning salon. And then three, you got to get a short sleeve shirt with more palm trees and flowers on it. And then four, you got to get a pair of sandals to give the appearance that you prefer sand to concrete. And then five, you got to buy a convertible and a beach ball. And then number six, tell anybody who wants to know that La La Land was your favorite movie, the Beach Boys your favorite group, and Randy Newman your favorite singer. Seven, you got to call everybody you know, hey babe, hey bro. Eight, you have to tell people that even though you're a diehard sports fan, there are more important things than staying for a full nine innings of a baseball game, like beating the traffic and getting your barbecue started right away before the sun goes down. And then number nine, you have to learn to do the wave, even if alone, watching the World Series all by yourself. And then number 10, let everybody know that Dodger dogs, advertised as a foot long, fall way short of 12 inches. And you'll be telling anybody that you're rooting for Hollywood in this World Series if you do all of these 10 little points that will put you in the mood to be rooting for these Hollywood Dodgers. And while you're at it, while you are watching this World Series with Hollywood, the favorite, going away, but at the moment trailing 5-0, aren't they? And while you're at it, No one Dodgers, you're not going to find in Southern California a single trolley car for anyone to dodge. So until the team loses Dodgers, they shall, from now on, be called the Southern California baseball team. And that's the one that doesn't play at Disneyland in Anaheim. Since Dodgers belongs from where they once belonged, and that is Brooklyn, New York. Because, as you know, knowing the history of the Brooklyn Dodgers, getting that Dodger name really came from all those Brooklynites dodging the trolley cars. They don't have trolley cars in Southern California, and they're still calling themselves Dodgers. So the bottom line is they have to honor Brooklyn and the Dodgers they used to have and let Brooklyn remember their baseball team that they had before the Mets started up in 62. So the Brooklynites have to remember the Dodgers as their own, and Hollywood has to go and find another name. So we're going to call them the Southern California baseball team. And so if you are choosing sides, and, of course, your wagers in this World Series notwithstanding, but if you're rooting and tooting for the Southern California baseball team, you will definitely need to get into that Hollywood state of mind.
This is the city, Los Angeles, California.
The city lies on a low semi-desert plain, surrounded by mountains to the north and east, and ocean to the west and south.
LA's smog has been particularly bad. It blames the unusually hot, stagnant weather, not emissions from cars or other pollution sources.
Let's go surfing now. Everybody's learning how. Come on a safari with me. Come on a safari with me.
Downtown is an exciting place now. New stores and offices, new hotels.
When Hollywood is thought of as a way of life rather than a place on the map, it can be said that Beverly Hills is more Hollywood than Hollywood.
These tall buildings looked unusual in Los Angeles at first, but now it's clear the city is growing up into the air, as well as out onto new land.
77 Sunset Strip, starring Ephraim Zimbalist Jr.
In any community where there are so many on the outside wanting in, status considerations can become highly involved.
Disneyland will never be completed as long as there is imagination left in the world. Walt Disney's wish has come true almost every year.
Wilshire Miracle Mile was the first big shopping area away from downtown.
In a show business environment, a good cause can best be served by putting on a good show.
Beach blanket, bingo, that's the name of the game.
Okay, we interrupt the monologue, the fancy monologue, to update what has been going on since the production piece started. Chris Taylor, a two-run home run to make it 5-2. We're in the bottom of the fifth inning, two on and two out, and Snell is gone. And don't forget, he came into that fifth inning with not a single Dodger getting a hit off of him. All right, there is something else going on here, and we may be taking this whole thing a little bit too seriously, but let me get into this, and certainly from this point on, after I get into this, we'll be taking your calls right up until 2 o'clock in the morning, you know, from that. But here is tonight's New York City quiz. Among the following, whom would you least likely to see walking the streets of New York? A, Hannibal, B, the Joker, C, the clown from the movie It, D, any of the cats seen in the movie Pet Sematary, E, the son of Sam, or F, Mayor de Blasio. Now, if you are undecided, here's a hint. There's no wrong answer. Again, we know, and you know, everybody knows, the most common theory this year in 2020 is the conspiracy theory. So here's the bottom line. Apparently, we had the bottom line with the conspiracy theory you're about to hear. Apparently, we have this city lease that prohibits convicted felons, so designated as prohibitive figures, from buying shoes, socks, groceries, candy, egg creams, water, toilet paper, and baseball teams, with the mayor having, for the most part, the final say, with a yay or a nay on someone so designated as a prohibitive figure. Now, Steve Cohen, not convicted of anything we know of, but did, as you know, pay a fine for insider trading, could be so labeled by some as a prohibited figure, putting his buying of the New York Metropolitans in jeopardy. So here's where the conspiracy theory comes in. Either the mayor wants Cohen to buy his way out of being a prohibitive figure, or J-Roid, digging deep, found a lawyer to argue that this city lease applies to Steve Cohen so he could be out and they could be in to buy the team. Conspiracy theory. But that's what we have a lot of in the year 2020. Now imagine de Blasio, if all of this were really going to happen, and in no way, shape, or form do we think it will happen. We do think Steve Cohen is going to, as you know, the owner's committee voted 7-1 to approve him yesterday, and we await, more sooner than later, the final vote of all the owners, and as you know, he needs 23 out of the 30. But imagine de Blasio, if all of this were really going to happen, but imagine if de Blasio, about as popular as the personal seat license and the Internal Revenue Service, imagine if de Blasio were to nix-nay the sale of the New York Metropolitans to Steve Cohen. Well, de Blasio would have to either hit the bunker, hit the witness protection program, or move to Zanzibar after a name change and plastic surgery. Now, here's what's going to happen. Cohen will own the New York Metropolitans, and de Blasio will remain, as he is every single morning on New York One News, trying to explain why he shouldn't be considered the worst mayor since New York became a city. All right, so everything is on the table with the World Series, and don't forget, if you're going to give us a call, make sure you have your Hawaiian shirt, make sure you're wearing your sandals, make sure you got the shades on, even if it's nighttime, even if you're in a dark room, you got to wear the shades 24/7 if you're going to talk about Hollywood and the World Series, especially if you're going to be rooting your wager on this World Series or just on even Game 2 notwithstanding. Bottom line is you got to get yourself into a Hollywood state of mind. That's all there is to it. So we'll get to your telephone calls and the rest of the program. The Yankees are on the table. The Metropolitans are on the table. Steve Cohen, the World Series, the New York Jets, the New York Football Giants. So there really is on this Wednesday night a lot to be touching and talking about, touching on, I should finish a sentence like a normal person, and a lot for us to schmooze right up until 2 o'clock.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.